Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. Jane, good afternoon. How are you? Jane, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Jane, you must be feeling a little bit fragile, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we are.
I'd say so. Philip in for Joe, by the way. I forgot to say that at the outset. Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock, you've gone to visit relatives in London. What you ended up finding yourself in the middle of would be the last thing in the world that anybody would expect to happen.
That's true, yeah. We went on one of my sister's birthday weekend, so yeah, we didn't expect to run into what it was, you know.
So you got onto the hop-on, hop-off tourist bus, yeah?
We did, yeah.
And what did you see when you got towards London Bridge?
We were coming up by the Fishmonger building. Which was the building just before London Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just stopped outside it, and we were taking pictures and that. And then there was a bit of commotion outside of the building. So there was somebody running out, and then there was three men, and then there was one with a fire extinguisher, and he caught our eye, because I was kind of like, what is he doing with a fire extinguisher? But then there was two other men behind him with big long sticks and they were trying to fight your man out.
And were they the guys, was that the Polish chef with the tusk from the narwhal?
Yeah.
And there was two guys with narwhal tusks, not just one?
There was two fellas had the sticks and one fella had the fire extinguisher.
And they were giving chase to Usman Khan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, what happened then?
So then after that, we could hear somebody shouting from the steps that he's after slitting somebody's throat in the building, and the police were on the way.
So, God, you're that close to all of this, Jane, that you can actually hear them talking about somebody who's just been killed.
Yeah. 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 So then the bus kind of moved a little bit. And then we got onto the bridge, but the three men were chasing the terrorist attacker, as well as he was, up onto the bridge. And then they got into the ground a couple of times, and then he kind of got up, and then the police were there. Within 2-3 minutes, the police were there. And then it was just a case of, like, they tried to taser him first, but that didn't do anything. And then there was the three gunshots. They shot him. They were making everybody come back. And then they shot him. And you can actually see the smoke rise from the gun when the shots went off.
2 to 3 minutes the bus is sitting there. Why couldn't it move?
It didn't. We don't know. We don't know. It just stopped on the bridge. The traffic came to a standstill. There was people were running, and then it was just a case of, like, the traffic just came to a standstill. But there was no traffic in front of our bus. Okay.
Just the bus driver, for whatever reason, didn't drive off. So did it occur to you to get the hell out of there at any point?
Well, we couldn't get off the bus because he wasn't leaving anybody off the bus. So we would just presume he had a protocol to follow if anything happened, that he had to, I don't know, that's what we're thinking. We sat on the bus for another bit, and then we went up over Tower Bridge.
And from where you were when the bus was opposite Usman Khan being held on the ground, was it obvious to you? Could you see that he was wearing what looked like an explosives belt?
Oh yeah, we could see it.
And you recognised it. Obviously, it wasn't an explosive belt. It was meant to fool people into thinking that it was. But did you recognise it for what it was supposed to be?
Well, we did, because you could see that it was all taped on with like grey duct tape onto his waist.
So you must have thought there and then, this could go off at any moment.
Because we had thought, because the people on the bus were lying on the ground of the bus, and we were kind of like, we didn't. I presume because we would never think that this would be on our doorstep or that we would actually see something like this. And we didn't know what to do.
So you didn't process it as this is an explosive device that is likely to go off at any moment. This man could blow himself and everybody else around him up.
No.
And when you...
It was after we kind of was like, okay, we need to get off and we need to get back to the hotel. And that was our priority.
I'm guessing, though, when you did realise, and, you know, when you pieced all the pieces of the jigsaw together, the knees must have gone from underneath you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were in a state of shock. We just didn't know. And then it was a case of like, all right, okay, this could have went seriously wrong. You know, so it was just...
And you're close enough when Usman Khan is shot... to see the smoke coming from the guns, you said?
Yeah.
And did you see Khan? I mean, it must be... I'm assuming you've never seen somebody shot to death before.
Never.
And that, in addition to everything else, must be incredibly shocking stuff to deal with.
Yeah, it's horrible, though, to be fair. But, like... Glad to be home. It was horrific to see it.
Of course you are. Do you know, everybody always wonders when they see these situations, when they see the footage, how they would react, what they would do. Would they be like the guy with the fire extinguisher or the guy with the narwhal tusk, or would they be rooted to the spot? What went through your head?
We didn't know, because we didn't know what was going on at first, because it was in a different building. And then you're kind of like, okay, maybe he was just trying... I would have probably thought he was trying to rob something, you know, first off, because no one knew what was going on when they came out of the building.
Mm.
You know, but then obviously it got more serious than when we could hear that he was after killing somebody inside. And then when he ran up onto the bridge, and then when he moved his hands, when he lifted his hands up, you can see what he had strapped to his waist.
And did your blood not run cold at that point when you could see that there
shaking.
Was something duct taped to his torso?
Yeah. We were shaking because we didn't know what was going on. And then there was people on the bus shouting at the bus driver to move the bus. And he wasn't moving the bus.
What did you see Usman Khan doing before he ended up being pinned to the ground? Did he attack anybody that you saw?
No, we didn't. He didn't get a chance because he was surrounded by the tree from the fishmonger hall.
And they're trying to corral him and he's running backwards and forwards up and down the bridge.
Yeah.
And at that stage, were you not thinking to yourself, bloody hell, we should be getting out of here?
Well, that's what we thought the bus was going to do, to be fair. We thought he would just... Because there was nothing in front of us. There was no traffic in front of us.
And there was nobody shouting on the bus to the driver, drive on?
Yeah,
no,
they were. They were shouting. There was passengers on the bus shouting at the driver to drive the bus. And he wasn't moving.
Yeah, and again, the different reactions that some people have. You're saying that there was those who were lying down on the floor of the bus in case the explosive device was real.
Yeah.
And then obviously others chose to take out their phones and film it.
Yeah.
What was your...
Well, it was the fact that we were taking pictures of the building, because the building was... my photographs are of different buildings. And the building was amazing even to look at it. And that's the reason we would have had our phones, was taking pictures going around.
Right, so your phone is in your hand and you're in kind of photographic frame of mind.
Yeah.
So it was just hit a different button and start recording a video.
Yeah.
And at what point did you think, God, I should be lying down on the ground as well? I should be taking cover here.
It was, I think, when everybody moved from one side of the bus to the other. There was people on the top of the thing, on top of the bus. And then when we saw when your man lifted his hand and we saw what was strapped to his waist. And it's then we kind of went, oh, okay. So now this is more serious.
You have these huge surges of adrenaline. I mean, first off, you hear somebody talking about how a person having their throat cut. Then you see this guy being taken down. Then you realise that he has an explosive belt around him.
Yeah.
Then you see him being shot, having been tasered. So that's one big rush of adrenaline after another, after another. And then, vroomph, you suddenly come down from it. And you're, I assume at this stage, off the bus and standing on the side of the road.
Yeah. Well, we got off the bus because there were seven of us.
Mm-hmm.
Was it seven? Five of us, sorry. There was five of us on the hop-on, hop-off bus tour. So we got off and our main priority was to get back to where we were staying. So, like, we didn't take a deep breath until we were on the tube on the way back. And we were kind of like, right, okay. And then we kind of processed it then.
And what was your instinct to do at that point? I mean, you could be excused, frankly, for breaking down and starting crying because the emotional highs and lows and ups and downs of something like that is just enormous.
Yeah. When we got back to the hotel then, we did. When we saw the rest of our family, when we got back, we were kind of like, it's then we kind of started crying or shaking and that. But I think the adrenaline was still going until we got back, and we knew we were safe when we got back too, and we were with everybody else.
Really? And what's happened to your thoughts since then?
It's still, like, to be fair, it's still there in your head. You're still going over it, and you're still... can't believe that we saw what we saw. It wouldn't put me off going back to London at all. But you just will have to have your wits about you just a little bit more alert.
And your thoughts about the two victims, Saskia Jones, Jack Merritt?
It's just terrible. It's just terrible. It's horrible to even think of it, you know. It's just horrible. There's no words for it.
I think you're going to have to be very kind to yourself for a good long while now, Jane, because, you know, something like this could have a good few surprises in store for you yet.
Yeah.
Like, when you got back home to Knocknaheeny, how have you been since?
We've been We're okay. I think it's just a relief that we're back home and... But we just have to kind of get on with it, kind of, if we have to now. But it's still there in your mind. It's very, very clear, very visible still. But yeah, it'll take a bit of time.
I'm sure it will. And your thoughts about the man who you saw getting shot and what he was doing and what drove him to do that? I mean, have you reflected on that at all?
No, he's not worth it.
No, he's not, but still, seeing somebody get shot is going to have a pretty profound impact on you.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. But, like, again, he wouldn't cross my mind. For me, he's dead. He can't kill anybody else, even though he's killed two people. But there could have been a lot more casualties.
Yeah, there could indeed. All right, Jane. Well, like I say, please take care of yourself and, you know, don't be backwards about reaching out for help, because, you know, you see something like that, it might not be immediately after it, and you know, the first couple of days, but certainly down the line, these kind of things can come back and bite you, you know. And look, our thanks as well to Robert McNamara in Echo Live, who I think was one of the people who was kind of taking care of you, looking after you in the first few hours after this as well.
He was very good then, to be fair.
All right. Jane, take care of yourself and thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks a million.
For talking to us. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.